welcome and express appreciation for your being here today. We say it so often, but we say it sincerely, at least I do. It is good to get together, not only to enjoy friendship and fellowship, but also to just enjoy a time of worship together. I know we have some guests with us today, and I remember a story that Danny and Diana told me a while back. There was a preacher for a congregation. He and his wife, it was Richard and Gladys Dunn, were their names. Richard and Gladys Dunn. They were a visitor to their assembly. And he was preaching, and he saw these visitors, so he thought he would try to impress them a little bit, so he just kept preaching and preaching and preaching. He just didn't want to quit. But finally, the service had ended, and they were greeting people at the door, and this visitor kind of walked out, and the preacher's wife said to him, he's going out the door, she said, I'm glad you're here today, I'm glad he's done. And he said, I'm glad he's done, too. I'm not going to preach long to try and impress any guests we have with us, so.
Thank you.
There is an outline in the bulletin this morning, and very welcome to follow along. We're just going to look at four resources for faithfulness. Now, the needed lesson, sometimes we get discouraged, some more often than others, but we just need a resource to kind of gain our strength back. Well, what's available for me? What can I do, or where can I go? So we're going to look at these four essential resources for strength. In other words, number one, let's kind of get right to it. Let God say something to you, and I put every day. You know, you do it 3 days a week, that's fine, one day a week, but just do it. Let God say something to you, and I mean through His Word, you know, from the Bible. The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So I said, oh, Brian, I don't have much faith, or I don't feel weak in faith. Well, read God's Word. Read God's Word. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So it's a resource. And by studying God's Word, we have the ability to gain strength. In Colossians 1, verse 9, Paul said, I pray. So he has the brethren on his mind, and so this is one thing he prayed for these brethren. He says that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and spiritual understanding. Wow. So that would be my prayer for the congregation. Your prayer for me. For one another. You see, there's something valuable in knowledge in our lesson this morning, knowledge of God's Word. Now think about during this week, I've had an occasion where I needed some help. Not necessarily biblical help. I had to call on somebody. Can you help me? I'm not sure about this, or I don't know. It's the same way spiritually. I'll feel a weak, but read God's Word. It's a source of strength. In the text that was read to us this morning, in Psalm 119, I have several other verses, Alicia, that I wrote down. You just got to just listen to these words, these verses. They're a scattering of verses from the chapter of Psalm 119. Verse 9, ask the question, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? The answer, by taking heed according to thy word. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Verse 19, hide not thy commandments from me. Verse 27, make me to understand the way of thy precepts. Verse 36, incline my heart unto thy testimonies. Verse 44, so shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. Verse 54, thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Verse 97, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Verse 101, I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. and 5. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light to my pathway. Verse 127. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore does my soul keep them. In verse 175, let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgment help me. Wow. All through that Psalm 119, that emphasis on the value of God's word. So my first point this morning is trying to say there's help available, because someone said, Brian, can I stay faithful? Yes. Yes, we can. And point number one is study God's word. There's strength there. There's strength. So I have excuse. I'm just too busy. I am too. Meaning I might have more time than you, but yet I let a lot of other things speak to me. The radio, the television, the newspaper. I need to find time too. For study of God's word. In Luke 11, verse 28, it says, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. So number one, you want to gain strength in spiritual or Christian living? Read God's word. Read God's word. Number two, so just as God says something to us every day as we read his word, let's say something to God. That's prayer. Just talk to God. In Luke 18, verse 1, Jesus said, you ought always to pray. And there seems like there's always and I go through the day, a prayer on my lips. You know, somebody cuts me off in traffic, I don't curse them out. I say, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me, the Lord, help me. Then he says, but the next phrase, we ought always to pray and not to faint. Wow. There's something about prayer that strengthens us. So when we pray, it helps us not to faint. Meaning if we don't want to be remiss in our duty. We don't want to be slothful. We don't want to grow weary. I don't want to lose heart. Well, number one, God, say something to me through your word. And number two, let me say something back to you through prayer. Let me talk with you for a moment. Let's have a talk. And we just sang the song. Let's have a little talk, you know, with Jesus. Yeah. Let's talk. It's hard to do wrong when you're praying to do right. Paul admonished us, be strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6, verse 10. Be strong. Yeah. See that spiritual strength attitude again? Be strong, but it's in the Lord and the power of his might. So let's pray to him. God, I need you again today. Help me yesterday, but today's a new day. I need help again. I think of Jesus as the example. I wrote these down in my, I put them in your notes too. The times that so many times the Bible mentions Jesus praying. In Luke 3, verse 21, he was praying when he was baptized. In Luke 11, 1, it says when he ceased praying, the disciples asked him to teach them to pray. Evidently, they saw something in the life of Jesus, in his prayer life, that was strengthening his doing. So, Jesus, teach me to pray. Teach me to pray. In Mark 6, he prayed before handing out the loaves and the fishes and feeding the 5,000. In Luke 6, he spends all night in prayer before he calls the 12 apostles. In Luke 9, verse 28, it says he went up to the mountain to pray. In John 17, the whole chapter is Jesus' prayer. 26 verses of Jesus' conversation with the Father. In Luke 22, he offers thanks for the bread and the fruit of the vine at his Last Supper. In Mark 14, verse 26, he's praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, of these I will, let this cup pass from me. Any other way? God said no. But he sent an angel to strengthen him. And then he prays on the cross. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 2. Ye are our epistle. I'm a walking letter. A book. A walking book. Ye are our epistle, written in our heart, known and read of all men. So the one way that I can say something for God, I may not be able to just always preach or shout something out. You know, God, I want to do a shout out for you. But the idea is just live the way I live my life says something for God. When I went down to McDonald's this morning to get coffee, I was up early, and just by the way I dress, you going to church today? Yes, I am. And you know what the next question was? Where do you go? I attend the Church of Christ, Imperial Beach. About that. So just the way we live sometimes will provide an occasion to say something for God. And in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, it says, let your conduct be as it becomes the gospel. So I want to live rightly. Matthew 5, verse 16, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men. See? So the one way that we can say something for God is just by the way that we do it. A second way to do it is by our speech. Peter and John in Acts chapter 4, verse 29, they said, and now, Lord, so they're praying, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Their threatenings? Yes, so Peter and John. And then, but their prayer is, grant to thy servants that with all boldness we may speak thy word. I mean, if somebody threatened me, I'm buttoning up. They don't like what I'm saying. I may want to keep quiet to get rid of the threatening, but now they're saying, no, we're going to speak for God by the way that we live and by the things that we say. Of course, Paul said in Romans 1, verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Jew first and also the Greek. So number one, God, say something to me through your word. As I read it, you'll speak to me. Let me take it to heart. Number two, God, I want to say something to you. I need you. You're an ever-present help in my life. Number three, I want to do something for you to keep my life strengthened. So I want to live right and speak right. Some of them might say, again, Brian, I'm not a preacher. But you don't have to be. And you go to work tomorrow morning. Typically, people always ask, they did when I was teaching school, what'd you do over the weekend? You might say, well, we went to the movies or had a family gathering, something like that. And why don't you include, and I went to worship. I'm just going to throw that in. Slide it in between, you know, we had a good time Friday night, and I cleaned out and did yard work and went to dinner out, family game, or and I went to worship. Oh, and they may even ask, well, where you attend? Or they may even respond, well, I did too. So sometimes when we speak up, others may speak up. Casual conversation, just, you know, God bless me. God bless me. The last one I have is do something for God. Do something for God every day. James 1, verse 22. Be doers of the word. Doers of the word. Not hearers only. Deluding your own self. The Hebrew writer has gives a phrase that I like. In Hebrews 6, verse 9. It says, beloved, we're persuaded better things of you. Oh, some better things. What can I do that's good or better? And he answers it. And says, and the things that accompany salvation. Oh, there's something that I need to have in my Christian living. And so he says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward. that I do something for God. When we help each other out, we do something for God. And we said, oh, I can't do much. Sure you can. You do what you can do. I saw this article. I don't know, everyone's heard this before. It's been around for decades. Now that I start reading again, I know you can finish it. This will be done close with this. One early morning, an elderly man walking with a cane went down to the beach. Another gentleman on the beach watched as the elderly man seemed to be surveying the part of the beach left exposed by the receding tide. Every now and then, the elderly man would bend down, pick up something and toss it back into the ocean. The other gentleman finally realized that the man was looking for starfish. Every time he saw one lying helpless in the sand, unable to get back into the ocean on his own, the elderly man would lovingly pick it up and toss it gently back into the sea. The younger man approached. As he arrived, the elderly man explained, see, the starfish are left behind after the tide goes out. But if they don't get back into the ocean, they'll dry up and die beneath the hot summer sun. The younger man said, oh, but there's endless miles of beach, and there must be millions of starfish. Surely you don't think you can save them all. What difference can your efforts possibly make? Slowly, the old man bent over and picked up another starfish. As he tossed it into the ocean, he looked at the young man and said, it makes a difference to that one. That's right. You see, no matter who you help, now, I can't help them all, but it's going to make a difference to the one you do help. So let's just go out and help somebody. Help somebody. Can help everybody. Can I help somebody? So here's your lesson today. Four things. Let God say something to you. As often as you can. I won't put a daily thing on. As often as you can. Let God speak to you through His Word. Read it. Say something back to God. I started morning, Lord, I need you again today, and I do. I'm constantly saying, help me. Well, that's what we're number three. I've looked at my notes too. I can't remember everything either. I need help. Number three, say something for God every day. Say something for God. So by your conduct and by your speech. And then do something for God every day. Minister to somebody. It makes a difference to that one.